Now you can see there are lots of clothes with different colors. They are called chasubles, and priests wear them during Mass. There are two kinds of styles. Gothic style is the one with sleeves, while Latin style is sleeveless. Both of them have to go along with an alb and a tie. Besides, different patterns represent different meanings. As you can see on the white chasuble, the lamb is the symbolization of Jesus Christ. The wound on the lamb represents the pain which Jesus suffered in the Holy Friday. The wheat and grapes represent bread and wine, which comes from the story of Last Supper, symbolizing the body and blood of Jesus. Look at the purple chasuble on the right side. The Greek character XP on it means Christ. As for the word on the green chasuble, the Roman letters HIS means Christ is the Savior of mankind. From different patterns shown on the chasubles, we can observe many Christian stories and their message. There are five colors of chasuble. Each of them has a special meaning and should be worn at a specific occasion. Black represents grief and mourning, which is used in funerals. However, since black is too gloomy, people usually replaced it with purple color. Red symbolizes the shedding of blood and is therefore used at Pentecost, which is the 50th day after the Passover. Purple is used during the Advent and the Lent as a sign of penance, sacrifice, and preparation. Green symbolizes hope and is used on Sundays or during the ordinary time. The last color is white, which symbolizes rejoicing and purity of soul. It is worn at Christmas and Passover. With the localization of Catholicism, different cultures would affect the styles and colors. For instance, the yellow chasuble in the middle is related to China, which people there see yellow as a sacred color, and therefore its usage is same as the white color. Besides, in some specific days, it is allowed to not follow the custom and use other colors. For example, festive red can be worn during the Chinese New Year.